This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Colleagues, friends, admirers will be paying their final respects Wednesday to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building Wednesday morning for a private ceremony in the Great Hall, attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket then moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose there for public viewing until Thursday. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol's Statuary Hall, making her the first woman to receive such an honor. The public will be able to view the casket after a formal ceremony for invited guests. She died last Friday at the age of 87 of pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. Ginsburg's death has sparked a political debate over her replacement, with President Trump and Senate Republicans vowing to name and confirm a new justice before the November 3rd presidential election, which would give the court a solid 6-3 conservative majority. Well, volunteers planted 20,000 miniature U.S. flags on the grounds of the Washington Monument in the nation's capital Tuesday, the day the nation reached 200,000 COVID-19 deaths. Each flag represented 10 victims who have perished since the virus first arrived in the U.S. earlier this year. During an interfaith religious service held at the monument to mark the grim occasion, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the high death toll was preventable and urged the nation to embrace science to prevent any future losses. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News.